This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that the new NASA rover Curiosity is sitting there all fat and happy on Mars, one does begin to wonder, doesn't one, what's next? Because after the robots come the people, yes? What would it take, do you suppose, to send humans to Mars and, more importantly, make it so they could stay? Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
You think the fees for an extra suitcase at the airport are pricey? Try a trip to outer space. Just to get a couple of pounds of goods to Mars costs about $100,000. And the same goes for transporting people and all their luggage.
Let's see, you're going to have irrigation, water, we have to have power, life support, equipment, transportation.
Jim Caravalla is with Shackleton Energy. It's a company that plans to harvest and mine water on the moon to use as fuel for space travel. He says colonizing Mars will cost hundreds of billions.
It's much easier to keep humans alive on Mars and to make them thrive there than to try to get them back.
That's Bas Lanstrup. He founded Mars One, a private company that plans to colonize the planet by 2023. Shipping is so expensive, Lanstrup says Mars One is planning to grow its own fruits and vegetables. Robert Zubring is president of the Mars Society. He says the planet is also packed with resources.
Mars is red because it's loaded with iron oxide. The place is basically an iron mine.
There's also aluminum, copper, silicon, and the possibility of water, which means potential savings on interplanetary shipping. Sending dehydrated supplies to Mars costs less.
You take a pound of spaghetti, you know, it's dried out, okay? And yet, I mean, a pound of spaghetti can cook a meal for four people.
But Subrin says, whatever we spend, our immediate payback won't be what happens on Mars, but what happens on Earth. Inspiration to boldly take our economy where no economy has gone before. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.